This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
The hour. It is the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out today. In the meantime, you have Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. We are all in different places. I'm in Los Angeles. Victoria is in New York, and Kara is in Washington, D.C. And those might be the three cities on the planet that are paying most attention to the tax plan going on in the House of Representatives. They are going to be voting on the tax plan this week. The Senate just last week, ladies, introduced their version of a tax relief plan. Over the weekend, you know, a lot of the Sunday shows spend time talking about this. They have lots of talking heads deciding whether or not it's going to be good for America to have tax reliefs or not. Well, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said over this past weekend that he misspoke when he previously said nobody in the middle class would get a tax increase under the new GOP plan. He said, quote, "You can't guarantee that absolutely no one sees a tax increase, but what we are doing is targeting levels of income and looking at the average in those levels, and the averages will be tax relief for the average taxpayer in each of those segments." That was according to Mitch McConnell. He told the New York Times that to clarify his statement. The Kentucky Republican initially said that nobody in the middle class is going to get a tax increase under the Senate bill that was unveiled last Thursday. The Senate plan came as the House voted Thursday afternoon along party lines to pass its own bill out of the Ways and Means Committee. And as I mentioned, they'll take that up this week, and it should easily pass through the House of Representatives. The Senate, however, has offered quite a different plan, and then the blending begins. So after the House passes this bill, the Senate will try to pass their bill, and then they go to committee, which means that they will they'll try to conference actually together these two bills. And one of the sticking points, and Victoria, Kara, you and I have to, the three of us have talked about this, is whether or not you'll be able to do state and local tax deductions in places like California or in New York or in Illinois, which are very high tax states. Typically, you'd be able to write off large parts of your income tax from the state, and you'd have lots of property tax deductions available to you. Well, I was happy to see the Senate says they don't want any of those deductions. As part of their plan, they want to make sure that no one is getting deductions for local and state taxes. The House plan, however, does offer some relief to people in California, New York, and Illinois. That's how they're actually going to be able to get this bill passed this week, is because they've offered a compromise of sorts that would allow small deductions for property taxes and for homeowners specifically to be able to deduct from their income tax what they pay to their local and state government. And so Kevin Brady, who has written this bill for the House, he's the head of the Ways and Means Committee, he said, "That's not coming out. We're standing strong on that. The House is going to fight for this one. The Senate is not going to be able to write the ticket." And that made me feel a little bit better if this does stand up, because, again, this will provide large benefits for people in the middle of the country, but the coasts are looking for a little benefit as well. They don't want to see taxes go up in those states, and I'm glad to see that Kevin Brady is actually standing strong on this. I believe that he will continue to do that as they move these bills together.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, if you live in a place like in New York City where I am, you know, we have on top of everything else that we pay tax on, we have the city tax, and then I'm not a homeowner, but certainly my friends who own property are freaking out about this, because and like in LA and California, I mean, the property tax is high, and so to have that taken away, to be able to write that off, I mean, or write off part of it, that's got a lot of people very, very worried about this. So I'm happy to hear someone is going to stand up for those three states. I mean, that's basically Chicago, LA, and New York is what they're, you know, really aimed at when they say Illinois. But Yeah, I mean, I'm glad someone's saying something because just word on the street is people are freaking out about it.
Well, and a lot of people, a lot of conservatives are saying, well, maybe this puts the pressure on California and on New York and on Illinois to not overtax. Because what's happening right now is that the rest of the country is subsidizing the taxes, the tax burden of you, Victoria, of me in California and of our friends in Illinois, because that's the rest of the country isn't taxed like we are. And so
right.
Some people will say that this might actually be a good thing because it'll put the pressure on Albany, on the capital of New York, on Sacramento, the capital of California, to try to actually reduce some of the burden of living here, because that's one thing. I mean, California, Los Angeles specifically, I see it every day, and in talking to my friends, guys, people are packing up and leaving because they just simply can't afford to live here anymore. It has gotten so expensive,
yep.
And you're getting taxed on everything, not just your properties, but you're also now getting taxed. I mean, we get $1.12, I think, on average, higher than the average cost for gasoline that everybody else in the country pays. I mean, it's just unbelievable where they tax you coming and going in California, and people are saying, look, enough already. We're out of here.
Right. It's true. I mean, and, you know, in New York City as well, with, you know, with the way that real estate has been going, there really is just, we're getting to the point now where there is no middle class in Manhattan. There are a few people who are rent stabilized, who can, you know, who can stay in their apartments for a long time. But a lot of rental buildings, the rent has just priced everybody out of the neighborhood, and a lot of the buildings have been sold and they're being converted to, you know, single family homes. And so that, you know, and that's a, you know, a $20 million price tag on those. So there's only the 1% of the 1% is going to be left in Manhattan if it just keeps going in the direction that it's going. But I just don't see, I don't know. I mean, I understand the argument that it can put, you know, the onus on Albany, our state capital, and out in Los Angeles, and having the states try to address this, but I just don't see them lowering the taxes. I mean, do you think that that's going to work?
I think realistically, if the push is the only way that they're going to lower taxes is if there is a push on them to do that. And so, you know, I think this is one of the only ways you can get them to do it. I mean, clearly, if nothing happens, if we continue subsidizing, they're never going to consider that. So it's one way. Do I think it's going to happen overnight? No, but I think that there can be a move afoot. People, when they start seeing their pocketbooks touched, tend to revolt in big ways. I always think of our friend Rich McFadden, who always says, if someone wrote a check for the amount of money that they're being taxed every week, and if it just didn't disappear from your paycheck, there would be a revolution in this country demanding more services for the amount of money that we pay. And he's right about that. I think so many people are blissfully unaware of the amount of money that it takes to live here. We live in a great place, but we also want to make sure we're getting value for our money. So we'll continue to follow this story because it's going to be a big one over the next couple of weeks. In the meantime, the Army making a big announcement. They've changed their policy on mental health and several other stipulations that prevented people from joining the service. We'll go through that with you next. It's a DJV show at 14 minutes past the hour.
It's that time of year again when the days are shorter. So don't waste your precious daylight sifting through a sea of search results when looking for the right business software. Get home on time tonight with Capterra.com. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, you need software, and Capterra's got you covered. Search Capterra's 400 categories of software to discover the right tool for your business. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for. Plus, Capterra has thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. 2018 will be here before you know it, so make sure you've got the software your business needs today to help you do what you do better. Join the millions who use Capterra. That's CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's the DJV show, 16 minutes past the hour, and the Army making a big decision over the weekend. They say people with a history of self-mutilation, bipolar disorder, depression, drug and alcohol abuse, those people were mostly disqualified from joining the service. Well, now they can seek waivers to join the Army under an unannounced policy that was enacted back in August. The decision to open Army recruiting to those with mental health conditions comes as the service faces a challenging goal of recruiting 80,000 new soldiers through September 2018. To meet last year's goal of 69,000, the Army accepted more recruits who fared poorly on aptitude tests, increased the number of waivers granted for marijuana use, and offered hundreds of millions of dollars in bonuses. Expanding the waivers for mental health is possible in part because the Army now has access to more medical information about each potential recruit, according to a spokesperson. In a statement, the Army issued the ban on waivers in 2009 amid an epidemic of suicides among troops. The decision was primarily due to the increased availability of medical records and other data, which is now more readily available. These records allow Army officials to better document applicant medical histories, but accepting recruits with those mental health conditions in their past carries a risk, of course. Mm-hmm. This is a psychiatrist who retired from the Army as a colonel in 2010, Elizabeth Ritchie, and she's an expert on waivers for military service. People with a history of mental health problems are more likely to have those issues resurface than those who do not. So they're saying that it's a better medical system. Everything is more computerized. There are databases. That part I think we can agree with over 2009, ladies. But I think the bigger question here is why more people aren't joining the Army. And I think that has a lot to do with people realizing that they're actually going to have to maybe do something now that war is nearby. I mean, it used to be that people would join the service, and a lot of times it was never really the intention of those people to have to go and see combat because they would be given certain benefits, and they'd be given VA treatment, health care,
education
to buy a house, education, and they may not have to go. Now we live in such a strange time where these people our military is tired, and they know that they might have to see combat. That as part of their tour.
I think they also have seen a lot. I mean, you know, PTSD is so prevalent, and I think that it's become so public. People know that there are real risks associated with serving in the military, and I don't know that, you know, families want their children doing that and knowing that there's, you know, a likelihood of mental disorder that can arise from being in the service. And, you know, it's like you said, Jen, it's a scary time right now. So I'm not surprised that the enrollment is down, but I don't know if this is the right answer. I don't know.
Yeah, it seems that maybe with benefits and bonuses, that seems to be the way to go. I wouldn't mind. I mean, define depression. I mean, there are a lot of people who suffer with depression who are very functional people when treated with medication. And so that doesn't necessarily bother me. Maybe drug and alcohol abuse. The Army wouldn't allow anyone in who actually had these markers, who have maybe got caught being drunk or under the influence. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're not always, I mean, you're talking about young people. Maybe they're not always drinking. Maybe they're not alcoholics. Maybe they had a bad night. Okay, maybe in those cases. But for people who are cutters, who are mutilating themselves, mm-hmm. that to me spells danger because you're having to care for those people.
Yep.
Maybe in moments of combat, you know, and that's a tough thing. Bipolar disorder can be treated, but again, that can be a little dicey, especially in high stress situations. So it doesn't say that everybody with these conditions are going to be allowed in, but it does say that they will be considered. And in some cases, you know, as depression or maybe alcohol abuse, I guess, but in other cases, hopefully they're going to really give them a good looking at, and they'll use scrutiny to decide who's going to be coming in and who's going to stay out.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Past the hour of the DJV show. This is Sia, and she's got her first Christmas album. Let's break this up, Kara, because it sounds like she might be eating some, like, cranberry sauce or some pumpkin pie. Let's take a listen.
My snowman and me.
I'm getting a little Amy Winehouse from her, right?
Yeah, she's got a beautiful voice.
I mean, Amy Winehouse always had a martini.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's got it totally.
It's like she's talking like this.
She's got a beautiful sound, but this may be a little strange. This is Snowman from Sia's first Christmas album. She's been giving fans a taste of the treats she's been gifting them in her first ever holiday album. What's the story, Victoria? Well, she said that she had thought about that there's a real shortage of good Christmas music, and she said obviously there's the classics, but there's really nothing new. And she said, I just got to the point where I started thinking about the themes of Christmas and mistletoe and Santa Claus and elves and everything, and she said all the subject matter's there. I just started writing melodies to go along with all those themes, and she said it was really easy and it was really fun, so we did it in 2 weeks. So I don't know, I mean, this song is kind of cute, so I don't know. They think there's another one out too.
All right, Santa's coming for us. Santa's coming for us. It sounds like a horror movie.
That's cute.
Where did this year go? Every day is Christmas from Sia, scheduled to arrive November the 17th. You can mark that on your Christmas list. Catch it later this week. All right, also in the Christmas spirit, I love this story because I think that if Nick Jonas had his way, he would be dating Shania Twain. Nick Jonas has a Shania crush, and the two of them have gotten a little cozy for the holidays on their new festive track, Say All You Want for Christmas. This is a bit of it that we're hearing now. The Christmas ballad has a romantic theme expressed through lyrics like, I'm going to love you like it's always Christmas Eve. I'm going to sacrifice the selfish part of me. Nick Jonas offered a confession to Billboard that Shania Twain was his lifetime crush. The song's chosen genre is home base for Twain, but it's not the first time Jonas has crossed over from R&B into a more folksy sound. He performed a duet with Kelsea Ballerini at the 2016 Country Music Awards, and he joined Shania Twain on stage at the Stagecoach Music Festival in April performing Party for Two. The singer of Man, I Feel Like a Woman, Shania Twain, returned to the spotlight in September after she was gone for 15 years with her new album Now, which peaked at number one on the Billboard 200. The collaboration is featured on This Is Christmas compilation EP, which also features Elton John, Fall Out Boy, and The Vamps, Say All You Want for Christmas, from Nick Jonas and Shania Twain. What do we think, guys? I mean, could there be a little hanky-panky going on behind the scenes, or do you think Nick is just admiring Shania from afar?
Oh, I think Nick would like to get up on in there, but, you know, I mean, I don't know how Shania feels. She might just think he's, you know, a kid. How old is Shania? Like,
she's gonna be in her late 40s, maybe 50, right?
Okay. I mean, I think if she was single and she was open to it, I think these two would definitely be dating.
And Nick Jonas is what, 20-something?
I think he's 25. I think he's the same age as me.
All right, see, there you go. A little cougar time for tonight.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
The hour. It's the DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls at our uplink in Washington, D.C. Dougie out today. But ladies, there is a lot of craziness happening in the world, in case you didn't miss it, in case you haven't gotten the message on this. Apparently, last weekend got a little bizarre in the eastern Missouri town of Sullivan. And police are now saying that they figured out why. Four people went on a rampage, barking and yelling, breaking into buildings, even stripping off their clothes and showering in soda water, according to police reports. They Weird. Say the suspect is a synthetic drug called Flaca. It's behind the behavior of all of these people. According to Sullivan Police, Lieutenant Patrick Johnson, he said, quote, we had multiple incidents this past weekend of people on some kind of substance acting out of their minds, barking like dogs, running up and down the street, or other farm animals, entering people's homes, breaking into businesses, yelling outside of local businesses. Two people were arrested, and some of the users were treated in the hospital. Now, the drugs have not yet been tested, but police believe the users mixed methamphetamine with Flocka, which is a man-made drug that's caused strange behavior in other places. Last year, the local newspaper in Florida reported that Flocka was hitting their residents hard in Florida, Tennessee, Kentucky, Ohio, and other parts of the country, and that police were worried that it would spread into Missouri and to Kansas City. It was causing a rash of emergency room visits, overdose deaths. In one highly publicized Florida case, a man reportedly high on Flocka, remember this, gnawed on and disfigured another man's face before he was shot to death by police.
Ugh.
You remember that one?
No.
Race ears?
But,
yeah.
Ugh. No.
This is also known, Flocka is also known as Alpha PVP, and it's known as bath salts. It also is kind of linked to bath salts, which they covered in the news media a few years ago with people trying to eat each other's faces off. It comes in a white or pink crystalline form. It smells awful. It can be eaten, snorted, injected, or vaporized in an electronic cigarette device, according to the National Institute, which has Flocka on a list of emerging trends. Here's my question to you ladies. I am not a drug person. I've only even tried marijuana one time. I'm not the drug person to be judging on this. But I get why people use pot because of the effects that they get. I even get why people might use cocaine because of the effects that they get. I mean, you hear about these great side, you know, people like the feeling, the high that their body goes on when they're on these certain drugs. What in the hell are people thinking about when they are eating people's faces? Who thinks that that's a good idea to try that? Who thinks that that is a desirable effect of a drug? I mean, I can get it. I understand why people use other drugs, but this one where you might want to bark like a dog and eat someone's face? I mean, are people absolutely that crazy? Who thinks that that's desirable? Why would they even choose to take it?
Those are all great questions. I mean,
I get the other stuff.
Yeah.
What makes this one so special?
Oh, God, I don't know. This is, it's just, to me, it's the drug issues that we have in this country right now are so scary. And I just feel, you know, when I read these stories, it's just, I feel so lucky that I never had any inclination to want to experiment like that. And, you know, this, obviously this sounds like this is a very cheap drug. And so if people are maybe can't afford other harder drugs or heroin or whatever that they're, you know, doing, or crystal meth or whatever, that maybe this is the next kind of crystal meth. But it just, it's so sad that this, that people feel the need and get so addicted. It's, I don't know, it's very depressing to me, the whole drug epidemic. I mean, beyond the opioid epidemic, which a lot of people unwittingly have gotten involved in. But this is just, this is like sniffing glue or whippets.
Well, and I feel like the really horrible thing about this is, like, you do it once and it can ruin your life.
Right.
I mean, the guy we were talking about in Florida who was eating someone's face, he was, I think, like mid-20s. He graduated from college not that long before, and he apparently had been, like, pretty good at school, had been, you know, on the sports teams, and then he did this, and then, so he'd been, like, eating dinner with his family, did this, went out, killed two people, ate one of their, like, faces, and then was arrested. I'm like, this guy's life is never going to be the same because he did some stupid drug. For what? Yeah. Like, it's not like he really got all that much out of it. Like, it's not, he got, I mean, I can't imagine that the high was that great.
Right.
That's
well,
how it ended,
so it's
just,
like it. I mean, that's just it. When they're advertising it as you walking around, running up and down the street and barking like a dog, I mean, I get why people get addicted to opioids. It takes away pain, right? It makes your body feel at peace.
Right.
If you are suffering or if you, you know, want to lighten that heavy feeling in your body. Okay, I can understand all of that. And in fact, it actually, I mean, it's not the right thing to do, but you can make sense of it. With something like this, when you know that you're going to just act crazy and do stupid things, I just don't even understand why this becomes a thing or an epidemic. I mean, this town is apparently 7,000 residents, and you've got a good chunk of it who now are experimenting with Flocka and getting arrested and hospitalized every weekend. It's pretty crazy stuff. Let us know what you think. I mean, maybe you can make this make sense to us. DJV Show is where you can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. You can also visit our website at djvshow.com. Now, in a little bit of lighter news, a Florida man, and this stuff always happens in Florida, was charged with a DUI on a lawnmower.
Isn't that the old George Jones?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right?
To make a
That's
beer
like my
ride.
Favorite story from country music of all time.
That's
his
right.
wife took his keys away because he was drunk, and then he got on the ride-on mower to drive to the liquor store.
He had to do it. So this is an episode of maybe Law and Order instead of Law and Order. Officer,
I love that.
Spotted Kenneth Aleshouse, perfect, right, for his name,
right.
Driving erratically on an access road while riding a lawnmower and toting a case of beer with him. Port St. Lucie cop said that this man in West Palm Beach was under DUI investigation. They found his blood alcohol level was 3 times over the legal limit. Never made it back to the green, green grass of home, according to this article. So he got busted for riding on that lawnmower. Incredible. I mean, you can be resourceful. Just because you've been drinking some beer doesn't mean you're not resourceful. Maybe it even makes you more resourceful, I suppose.
I guess so. Oh, man.
Also going on in the news today, if you've ever asked yourself, actually, you know what? Let's give this one some time. I would like to ask you ladies, what music you think psychopaths really listen to. If you have Ooh. Someone who is a verified psychopath, what is the music that would they be listening to? What's on their streaming service? What are they listening to? Is it classical? Is it pop? Is it R&B? Is it country? We'll give you the answer next. It's 41 minutes past the hour on the DJV Show.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. All forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This report is brought to you by the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. November is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. This year marks the 35th anniversary of the Medicare Hospice Benefit, which has brought high-quality, patient-centered care to millions of Americans. The National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization is working to help people understand that hospice increases quality of life when a cure is not possible, and that it allows patients to spend their final months at home with support for family caregivers. Hospice care is widely covered by both Medicare and most private insurance plans. Ido Bannick, NHPCO President and CEO.
One of the biggest misconceptions about hospice is that it's only brink-of-death care, which is simply not true. There's no reason to fear hospice. It's meant to provide comfort during the final months of life, not just the final hours, and allows patients to make their end-of-life journey at home, surrounded by their loved ones, where they want to be.
To learn more about hospice, see videos of hospice in action, or find a provider in your community, visit momentsoflife.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Four minutes past the hour, DJV Show. Dougie out this week. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, all hanging out. And ladies, before our little step away, I asked you what music, if you could predict what psychopaths listen to on whatever their device is, whatever streaming service they use, what music do psychopaths like? Victoria, your answer, please.
I would have to go with, and I'm thinking of Hannibal Lecter, so I'm thinking classical. That
all
would
right,
be my answer.
Kara?
Well, she just stole my answer. That's what I was going to say. So now
everybody
I guess
thinks
now
classical.
I'll say what were my other options? I guess I'll
just
go
any,
for
any genre.
I'll go for hip hop. Why not?
All right, so the inclination is to think classical music when you think about what music psychopaths like, and that's because in films, they always try to show the human side of these killers, and so, like, mm-hmm. Beethoven was featured in Clockwork Orange, or, as you guys mentioned, Mozart was used in Silence of the Lambs. So you would think, but based on Hollywood's depiction of it, that this would be the type of music that psychopaths would like. However, researchers gave a questionnaire to more than 190 NYU psychology students that rated their level of psychopathy, right? It includes questions such as, for me, what's right is whatever I can get away with, and love is overrated. Sounds like a questionnaire in my house. The cliche is that all psychopaths are in prison, but they are actually all over. Not all psychopaths, I guess, are guilty of bad behavior. You can be a psychopath next door. Mm-hmm. The students listened to songs from a wide range of musical selections, from classical to recent Billboard 100 songs, and rated them on a 7-point scale. Most of the songs were unfamiliar to the students, and so then there were correlations that the researchers were looking through between preferences for certain songs and the students' score on the psychopathy scale. They identified about 20 songs that seemed to be particularly popular or unpopular depending on the listener's level of being a psychopath. Now, among the songs with the highest correlation were Eminem's Lose Yourself, Kara. There you go. Mm. You also had Justin Bieber scoring very high on the list.
Oh, I really liked his last album. Uh-oh.
Justin Bieber's What Do You Mean was also popular with the students who scored high on the scale. On the low end were Dire Straits' Money for Nothing and the much-covered country tune Wayward Wind. Also low, the Knack's 1979 pop rock hit My Sharona, which makes me a psycho.
I was going to say. That turns me into a psycho as well. I can't.
Hearing
song.
It over and over and over again. I'll actually tell you a story about that. But Macarena also scored very high on the list of songs that psychopaths really liked. So, you know.
So it's the theme here is everything's very repetitive. If
everything
you think about
is repetitive.
All those songs, and it's the same beat over and over and over, or the same words.
Or in the Macarena's case, I don't even know the words to this.
Right. I mean, this would make me murder someone.
Hey, Macarena.
Okay, that same sort of syncopated beat in all of them. That's weird.
True. And you know what? Lose Yourself has got that. You're right.
Yep.
You're right about the beat. Okay, so My Sharona, which apparently psychopaths don't like, but it can turn me into a psychopath. There was a time when my mom and, you know, I was still living at home. I was a teenager, and my mom would work with our church and do the Easter sunrise service. And so she'd help plan it all out, and we'd get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning because we had to be at church early so that we could be there before sunrise when everyone arrived for the service. And our neighbors, the day before Easter, decided to have a huge raging party, and it was when Reality Bites came out with Winona Ryder. Remember that movie? It was a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
But in it, they kind of made My Sharona popular again.
Oh, yes.
The soundtrack. And so our neighbors played My Sharona on repeat with all of this drunk. Play it again. They played My Sharona over and over and over and over again. And seriously, we still now cannot listen to that song without thinking about that night when we got no sleep because of our drunken neighbors singing My Sharona
the night
before Easter, when clearly they should have been reflecting like good people.
Or just picking better songs to listen to. This is like when the Carly Rae Jepsen song Call Me Maybe came out.
I
went to a party that weekend, and the girls there played it over and over and over again. Like, there was one song in between, maybe, and then they would be like, play it again, play it again. And I was like, oh, my God. Never again.
Enough to drive anybody nuts. But anyway, so to wrap this story up, it doesn't, you know, I guess the classical music stuff is off the hook. That is just a Hollywood depiction of people's crazy and what kind of music they listen to. It could be anything. It could be Eminem. It could be Justin Bieber. It could be the Macarena. Watch out for those people in your life. If you see them, check them out. Send them to get medical attention right away. That's your helpful tip for the week on the DJV Show. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at DJV Show. It's 50 minutes past the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Pit time, 53 past the hour. I know you're Monday here on the DJV show with Victoria Cara, Rich McFadden, and also Tom Kreitler joining us from the Money Pit.
Good morning.
And good morning, Tom. How are you?
Excellent.
Yeah, good. Big weekend, big fall weekend. We probably have a couple of fall weekends left that you can get stuff done. So we're going to help you get things done around the house before it's too cold and you lock yourself inside. So if you're here in the Midwest or the East Coast. So like I was yesterday, I was out cutting back some grass plants, trimming, doing some mulch, raising the canopy on a holly tree. And then there's some other fall things that we can do around the house. So let's start with number one here. Tom, what is the number one tower? You want to go backwards? Number five.
Number five.
Let's count
it down. Look, they're all important, but yeah, certainly prepping the lawn and garden is important. We cleaned out our garden, got it sort of ready for the winter this weekend. Interestingly, we also were doing some trimming of holly trees. I have two that are large on my property, and one has berries and one doesn't, so we call it the boy tree and the girl tree. and we raised the canopy because nothing grows under those if you don't let some light go through them. So we thinned them out so sunlight got in there. Did some other lawn and garden work. work, did a bit of organization, put all the patio furniture away. So that's definitely one thing you got to do right now, and you're smart to do it before it gets any colder out.
Hey, when you're there, is there anything we should do for our deck to prep it for the, or should it just be good to go? Do you do anything for your deck?
No, in the spring, you can, you know, if it needs it, you could put a coat of stain on it, but I don't put anything on decks before the wintertime. Right. You know, just get the furniture off.
I don't do stain anymore, man. I got Trex.
You got Trex? Yeah, right. Composites. No, there's really nothing that you need to do for that, Rich.
Okay.
It's also a good time to think about your protecting your power. Now, you know, we've had so many storms this year, and we've had so many areas of the country that had power losses. If you've considered getting a standby generator or a whole house generator, there's never been a better time because the prices have come way down. Them. They become very, very, you know, effective and efficient and inexpensive. So good time to think about adding some backup power to your home. You know, they can run on natural gas or propane, which is convenient because you certainly don't want to have to be finding gasoline when the entire neighborhood is in a power failure because, you know, you got to drive miles out of town or stand in long lines for that. So it's a good idea to have a backup generator that runs on propane or runs on natural gas. Also a good time to take a look at your insulation. Most homes don't have enough. Get up there in the attic, see what you got. If you got fiberglass, let's say you got 8 or 10 inches, add another 8 or 10. Add those bats. Get unfaced fiberglass bats, no paper, no foil face. Just lay them perpendicular to what you have. Now, if your attic has a lot of storage in it, you, of course, can't store on top of that insulation because you'll squish it down, and that makes it ineffective. So what I always suggest is sort of plot out an area maybe around the opening of whether it's a stair or, you know, hole in the ceiling that you go into the attic through. Plot out an area around that. Leave less insulation in that spot for your storage, but double it up everywhere else.
So here's one that you get my attention on. Improving my exterior lighting. How can I do that easily?
I'll tell you a real easy way to do it. There's a company called Mr. Beams that I love because they have developed LED lights that run on batteries, and the batteries last for a full year.
Hello.
Now, they have outside spotlights, but I tell you personally, I've got three of these ceiling lights that they make, and I stuck them inside closets in our house where we didn't have enough light to see what colors we were putting on of clothing in the morning. And they are super bright, and the batteries last for a year. They only, you know, are on, they're on sensors, so unless there's motion, they're not going to come on. But they really are effective. So if you just want to step up your security light, pick up a couple of Mr. Beams fixtures. Check them out at MrBeams.com. But I love it because you don't have to wire anything, and they actually are bright. You know, it used to be battery-powered lights, you know, were just so dim, you get more light out of a matchstick.
Yeah.
You know? But these are really super bright today. And most important right now, Rich, if you've not done it yet, you really do need to get your heating system serviced because, remember, heating systems are running propane, oil, natural gas. They burn dirty. You know, every time you ignite that flame, you leave a little combustion deposit behind, and it builds up over the season. And just because you turn your system on and it comes on doesn't mean it's okay. It might be wasting gas at the least, or it could be blocked or somehow developing a dangerous condition at the worst. So very important to have your heating system serviced now before it gets too cold out.
All right, so you've sent me this nice little document here with all of these tips written out and with some information on them. Where can we get this?
Yep, that's on moneypit.com, or you can put that infographic up, the top five fall fix-ups right there on your website.
Yeah, we'll add it to our Facebook page and we'll tweet it out. So, or check it out at moneypit.com. Thank you, Mr. Kreitler. So, you got a couple weeks left here. Get your fall fix ups in there and check it out at moneypit.com. It's 58 past the hour on the DJV show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.